Hi, I'm Bede Hill, and this is The D Word, the show where we talk dementia. Welcome along, glad to have you company here on The D Word, and I hope you're ready for another hour of dementia chat and music. I always enjoy talking to people in different parts of the world, and this week I'm delighted to welcome back an old friend of the show. Judy Robb is a dementia care coach living in Belo Horizonte in Brazil, and she'll be joining me after this from Chris Jacobs.
And gone like a star wished upon. For the 5 years we lived and on, living weeping. I remember that June, drove from Blacksburg to Boone. Look it up since that first afternoon. All the glories and regrets, but the stories ain't done yet. Sweetheart of mine, don't count the days, get on the line. But all the ways, we still got a lifetime full of changes, darling. Let's turn the pages slow, still got a lifetime to go. Well, I know it ain't quite the same as the day you took my name. Winds of time try to burn out the flame, didn't they, babe? Oh, hope you still find the spark. Does the darkness get too dark? Of a dream that we dreamt on those mountain roads back then. Sweetheart of mine, don't count the days, dead on the line. But all the way, we still got a lifetime full of changes, darling. Let's turn the pages slow, still got a lifetime to go. I can still see your face like a diamond in the dark. Still got a lifetime to go. I will meet you again and again for the first time wherever you
Jacobs and Lifetime to Go, kicking off this week's edition of The D Word, where we're concentrating on dementia in Brazil with my guest, Judy Robb. Well, Judy, it's great to speak to you again here on the D Word. Last time we met, September 2022. So a lot has changed in the world as well as anything else since then. Remind us a little bit about your work and, you know, what you're doing there in Brazil. And one thing, you know, I think we don't realise here, living in a tiny country, is just how big your country is there in Brazil.
Yes, Pete, first of all, thank you so much for having me on your show. It's a real privilege and to be able to come back again, especially. So, yes, that's true, you know. I live in the state of Minas Gerais, which is an inland state, one of the 22 Brazilian states. And Minas Gerais is larger than the whole of France. So that gives an idea of the size. It's, as you can imagine, communication is sometimes difficult. In the countryside, you know, people don't have good communications, but we try our best to get to everybody, especially those looking after their elderly with dementia at home. And I say at home because, unfortunately, care homes are few and far between in Brazil. There was a survey done in 2023, and from this survey, the result was that in the whole of the country, right, and we had 22 states, and they counted about 2,000 care homes, only public care homes, let's say, run by the local council. And in those care homes are at the moment about 70,000 elderly people. The majority of people here in Brazil, as you know, do not have enough funds to pay for a care home themselves. So the family really has to take over care. Recently, I had the opportunity to visit quite a few families around, at least around Belo Horizonte, where I live. We have some outlying areas, you know, the people are quite needy. And I had the opportunity to be a voluntary interpreter and translator for three gentlemen that came from Holland. They're making a documentary. And I volunteered because I thought this would be very interesting to be the translator for them. So we went to a number of homes of families of different social levels they wanted to see. And interviewed family members, saw how the older person lives and what they eat. And it was very interesting for me. And I was very much impressed by the love, you know, genuine, because one can see through. They weren't just putting on a show for the, you know, the visitors. I could see the way the family treated the older person, and they used what they had to make the person comfortable, you know. And this was a real very interesting experience that I had recently. But among other things, which I've been doing since we last spoke, Pete, I keep rather a low profile, and I prefer to help other people doing big things, you know, and I'm in the background. Since I've been, as you know, I've been doing this work and teaching people to look after elderly with dementia for 40 years now. Next year it'll be 40. And so very often I am invited to take part in other people's projects, which I'm quite happy to do. And this last year, I had the privilege of writing in a chapter in three different books. One of them was a book, a very thick, large book, aimed at doctors, general practitioner, GPs, you know, in Brazil, in the whole of the country. It was put together by a medical doctor. He himself is a geriatrician. And he invited lots of different professionals to write a chapter and put it all together in this book, all dealing with situations with elderly people. This book is meant for professionals, as I say. And I was invited to write a chapter on caring for the person with dementia, trying to show the doctor what the family goes through, what he, you know, what he needs to know, how he can become a partner with the family and the person, you know, to form a team to work together. And I was very pleased to be able to do this. It was my chapter overran the specified number of words. And so it ended up like 7 long pages, but that was very good. So slowly, slowly we get the word out, you know, to how to care for persons with dementia. That they, you know, showing the people that the families that they're not being awkward, and that these behaviors, these difficult behaviors, so called, they're not doing it on purpose, and teaching the families, you know, what is behind that behavior. We call it, as now, you know, responsive behavior. So it's in response to something. And I never want to make the family feel guilty about doing things wrong or causing the behavior, but I need to show them that most often the behavior has a trigger. You know, we look for the trigger. And so this has been very good. As I said, there were three books. The other two will not have such a wide public, but I take any chance to get the message across anyway.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet mixed with water and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colours or preservatives, just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UKRADIO to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active, super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Goes another plane roaring over our heads. Yeah, I miss the days when we lived in a quiet town, where people walked how they talked and they meant when they said, you got a friend you can count on. Guess me and you were a fortunate few, lucky to have had that at all to lose. And I'm willing to bet we're not the only ones left missing a quiet town. They're moving in with concrete and stone in those gray skyline homes. Remember when we lived in a quiet town, where the stars shine brighter than the city lights there, and the crickets still sang after sundown. Guess me and you were a fortunate few, lucky to have had it all to lose. And I'm willing to bet we're not the only. She could have been saved. The simpler days, they're quiet away. If you came in on the new roads instead of the old, well, you'd never know. This used to be a quiet town, songbird song wasn't all drowned out. Yeah, me and you were a fortunate few, lucky to have had that it all to lose. But I'm willing to bet we're not the only ones left missing a quiet town. Yeah, I'm placing my bet, there's more like a some quiet town.
Mindy Smith and Quiet Town here on UK Health Radio, where you can find over 40 weekly shows on all aspects of health, all available to listen again and download at the website www.ukhealthradio.com. My guest this week is dementia coach Judy Robb, who's based in Brazil, and one thing you can guarantee is life never stands still with Judy.
What else have I been doing? Well, also behind the scenes, as I say, I have helped two professionals. One is a psychologist and a physiotherapist working together. They are finalizing a postgraduate course on palliative care, And they have to, instead of a thesis, they were told to produce something of use to the public. Since these two, they're working together, the psychologist and the physiotherapist, they both, in their profession, they work with elderly with dementia. So I helped them produce a booklet. It's about a 12-page booklet. And this booklet will belong to the older person, put together with her documents, you know. But teaching professionals and family members how to communicate with the person with dementia and certain other important measures to maintain quality of life. Also in this booklet, we included, at my suggestion, something like that leaflet, Who Cares, in the UK. You know, questions and writing down the likes and dislikes and favorites and preferences of the elderly person. So this little booklet will stay at the home of the person. And the idea is that the family and any professionals that have to deal with that person, they can look at the book, see the preferences, and especially if she has to go to hospital, she or he, which is very often the case. Anyway, so I'm feeling pleased I was able to help on that too. My name does not appear anywhere. I don't want it to appear, but I'm working in the background, you know. What else? I would like to mention that I use a lot of the material. I learn and transmit a lot of the material produced by the Alzheimer's Society on their website, the leaflets and all the material. It's so well done and so useful. Of course, remembering that everything in Brazil is in Portuguese. So I read it all up, and then when I talk, give talks or at our monthly carers group, we have two meetings, one online and the other in a church hall that's offered. So I use this material from the Alzheimer's Society, and I don't translate it all because I don't have permission to do that, but I read it up and I tell the people, and I ask them to take notes if they wish. So I'm very grateful for that very useful material. And I like to be able to tell everybody where I get my information. I always, since I am not a medical person, but I can always tell people what is the source of my information. So that is very useful. We've had a lot of people in our carers groups telling me that they have, that their mother or father relative has now a diagnosis of Lewy body dementia, quite a lot of cases. I'm mentioning this because up till maybe 5 years ago, everybody that went to the doctor with memory problems, confusion, they seemed to come away with a diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease. Everything was Alzheimer's. They only had one stamp, Alzheimer's. But nowadays, the doctors up here are becoming much more knowledgeable and differentiating between the different dementias, which I consider for the family is interesting. Not all families understand this. The lower income families, you know, who haven't been to school much, they don't read too much. The doctor tells me that if he gives a diagnosis of Alzheimer's, oh, then the family immediately understands that that is an illness with no cure. It gets worse, and they understand that better. So, however, Lewy body dementia is becoming very much more diagnosed here around where I live anyway.
Got everything you ever wanted, living in that big house in the sun. And every guy you ever looked at, he thinks, well, he's the only one. You've been blessed with sensuous beauty. I must admit I'm moved by what you say. But the true love, and that's the one thing that you've got that means anything in the long run after you've taken your best shot. And the judge, he is a jealous man.
We sadly lost singer-songwriter Greg Keane a couple of weeks ago due to complications related to Alzheimer's, and that was a Greg Keane band and Getting Away With Murder. I'm chatting to dementia coach Judy Robb, who's been in Brazil for over 40 years.
You know, you probably heard, Pete, that we had terrible floods in parts of Brazil a few months ago. The south of Brazil, in Rio Grande do Sul state. And this unfortunately affected not only the elderly, but a lot of elderly homes were completely destroyed. Care homes, nursing homes, assisted living, all destroyed. People were taken to other temporary lodgings. And what this had an effect on all states around Brazil, actually. everybody was sending donations. The whole country rallied around. It was really wonderful to see donations flooding in the south there. However, people seem to forget that Minas Gerais also needs these donations. The care homes, they live on donations, many of them, the poorer areas. And I spoke to several managers and people who run these philanthropic care homes or the public ones run by the councils, and they had having a hard time because the donations didn't come in those 2 or 3 months. However, things are starting to get back to normal now. And so I think slowly things will improve. In the south, of course, there where the actual floods happened, it's taking them a long time to get back. And the country is really helping, let's hope. In Brazil, we don't depend on everything on the government to fix it. Actual private families, people in general, the population, they help with whatever they can, I think we've covered pretty much, what I've been doing recently.
I think you've been doing a great job, kind of cruising under the radar, as you like, getting involved and fingers in various pies. I think the point you made about Lewy body dementia, just going back to that, it's quite an interesting one, because I think that's not only in Brazil. I think that's being found everywhere now as people learn more. And there are, again, more diverse diagnoses, and not everybody is attributing everything to Alzheimer's. So I think that's kind of a worldwide thing, really.
Good. Yes, that's I consider that important, especially, I've seen many cases here where the person had a diagnosis of Alzheimer's, a prescription for pills for Alzheimer's, which don't work or have an opposite effect if it's Lewy body disease. And so I have plans now among my next projects coming up. I'm going to start another carers group specifically for families looking after their elderly at home with Lewy body disease. I can see they have quite different needs, and I think this would be interesting for them to be together as a self-help group with my coordination, and to interact and exchange as we do with the other groups. The other groups, of course, are mixed. People they're dealing with all kinds of dementia. And I believe that I can see that the difficult times families are having with Lewy body dementia. So that's part of the next project. And I just hope that I can keep going for a few years yet.
Oh, I'm sure you can, Judy. We're hoping you can keep going as well. I mean, you talked about the size of the country, population as well. I think I'm right in saying it's about 215 million in terms of population of Brazil. And I understand it's not over the finishing line yet, but nationally, they're now working on a dementia strategy, which, must be a really important landmark when it actually happens.
Yes, absolutely. This is very important. And we're really hoping that this will be approved. There's always the question of where is the money going to come from, you know? But there are some very influential people working on this, trying to get the relative government departments to finalize and approve this. So this will be very good. I think it must be very one of the difficulties is the size of the country. However, it is becoming quite obvious now that the Brazilian population is aging quickly. And it's now becoming obvious to the government as well that something must be planned for the future. Since the aging, you know, Brazil for many years was a country of young people. And the elderly were few and far between. You know, 100 years ago, life expectancy in Brazil was 45. And now we have life expectancy for women is 74, 75, and for men, 73. So that means a lot of years of pension paid. Unfortunately, pensions are quite small here. And the government needs to make plans for the future, or it's going to be chaotic. There's a consensus that the idea, it's not the good idea to build more care homes, to put more people in care homes. The idea among those that are forward-looking and attempting to prepare, the idea is to teach, to inform, to show families how to deal with their elderly and how to care for dementia patients. Unfortunately, this boils down, and it will do for the future, to the women. 90% women to stay at home. Daughters, daughter-in-laws, granddaughters, looking after the elderly. And then, of course, they have to leave their job, which in turn is going to make it difficult for them when they get older. They won't have a pension if they don't work for 35 years. So the government now is taking action. And as I say, there are some influential medical people and others trying to get all this through a plan of action.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with NasalGuard for pet lovers. NasalGuard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try NasalGuard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about NasalGuard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Your furniture's too nice for me and my doggy. We like an old comfy couch that's a little worn in. We like a cozy little mess in our living room. Yes, your furniture's too nice for me and my doggy. Your taste is too refined for me and my doggy. We like the free stuff you find out on a street curb. We could live for a whole year on what it costs to buy your furniture. Your taste is too refined for me and my doggy. We might shed a hair or two in your clean house, drag a little dirt and debris in my head just don't feel right without a few laughs. And I just can't be on a bed not made for three. Furniture's too nice for me and my doggy. We like grandpa's old handmade rocking chair. It's too new, it's too stiff. There ain't nothing good to sniff. Your furniture's too nice for me and my doggy. Your furniture's too nice. Sorry, babe. No dash, it just will not suffice for me and my doggy.
A little bit of tongue-in-cheek music from Melissa Carper and Your Furniture's Too Nice for Me and My Doggy to look back on National Dog Day here in the UK last week. I'm looking forward, though, next month to attending the Dementia Summit in London at the King's Fund. An excellent programme of speakers lined up, and you can find all the details on the website at dementiasummit.co.uk. Back to my guest now, Judy Robb.
I saw that these families that I went to visit with the documentary crew, you know, as a translator and interpreter, how complicated life is in a home where the elderly person cannot live off his or her pension. So the offspring need to chip in with money for food and living. I must say that there is a very good public health care plan in place. It's called an SUS, SUS. It's like the Brazilian NHS. And this is very good. They need more doctors to join to be in part of this, but it really works. Another good things we have in Brazil, other good things we have in Brazil for the elderly are in all public services and banks or shops, airports, everywhere you go, you have special cues for older persons, an extra special cue for older persons over 80. You have special parking places for the elderly, where we have to have a card, you know, to put on the car. But so there's a lot being done, really, amidst all the difficulties that the government, that the country, you know, faces. But there is a lot being done. I am part of another scheme, which is very interesting. Also behind the scenes, I may say. And this project began in 2011, only in Bello. And what is it? It's a program to train some people as carers in outlying poorer districts. So then the council hires these people to visit homes in their district where they live, to be like a care assistant for 20 hours a week. And this person that does the job, she will have five families to visit. And so she'll maybe a couple of hours in the morning, in the evening. And this has been a great program. It's going so well and has helped thousands of people, families. The program has now been adopted by two other Brazilian cities on the same lines. And I heard that the doctor, the geriatric doctor, she's actually a friend of mine, who had the idea 12 years ago in 2011, was recently in the UK at a conference in Newcastle, and she was invited to present this project over there. And this has been helping a lot of Brazilian families who have no way, no means to hire carers. So this is another very good idea, if this can be extended to other towns and slowly around the country.
It sounds a great project, and how we can all learn off of each other, which I think is really important. Sadly, time's bringing us to a close, Judy. It's been a delight to have you to back on the show. Hopefully we can catch up again, maybe not leave it as long as a couple of years, and we can chat again. But I just want to thank you for all you're doing, and you may be under the radar. People may not know about you, but we know about you, and we think you're doing a great job.
Well, thank you so much, Pete. It's such a pleasure to talk to you. And I really do hope my health is keeping good. And so I'll be able to carry on, and I hope to chat with you again sometime. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Thanks to Judy. Always a pleasure to have her here on The D Word. That's it for another week. Thanks to my production assistant, Angela. Next week, I welcome back Lance A. Slanton from All The Home Care Matters. And amongst other things, we're going to be talking about his brand new book. So until then, thanks for listening and take care now.